Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm good. Now, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm a little bit confused, so kind of tell me what does the rule say, or if there even is a rule these days. Okay, I've had both vaccinations. I took the Pfizer vaccinations. I had the first one on the 11th, the second one on Good Friday. In my church where I pastor, I've had, as of now, I've had 19 people diagnosed or tested positive for the COVID virus. My wife just tested positive for the COVID virus 2 hours ago. Running fever, felt bad, been on the couch for 2 days and just fighting it. And I've been, you know, just being stubborn like she always is. So anyway, the doctor's office told her at where she got it done at, said that that I had to quarantine as well. And I don't understand why I have to quarantine when I've took the vaccine, I can't get it. So what's the rule say? Because I'm going to call my employer, and I don't know I don't know. I mean, I'm fine, but I just don't know. It's craziness. Well,
and have you let the doctor know that you've already been fully vaccinated?
Yes. Okay. And it didn't make no sense because I told him, I said, I've been fully vaccinated. I took both injections. I thought that was the whole purpose of taking it.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to look here on the ADPH website and see if I can find a frequently asked question that can relate to that. Give me 1 second.
So how you doing?
I'm good.
You think your family all healthy?
Yeah, they're all healthy. They've gotten their vaccines and everything. Everything is okay.
Thank the Lord. You've had yours too?
Not yet. My appointment is coming up soon.
Uh-huh. You gonna take the Moderna or the Pfizer?
I wouldn't do it with the Johnson since it's just one, because I'm not a good person with needles anyway.
I understand. I heard that the Johnson wasn't, but about 60-something, about 68% effective is what I heard. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm-hmm. And it is possible to still contract the virus after being fully vaccinated. Well, after being vaccinated. I don't know about fully vaccinated, but I have heard of a few people still contracting it after receiving at least one shot. But it says here, the question was, do I still need to quarantine after being exposed to COVID, even if I had COVID or have been fully vaccinated? It says the CDC guidance indicates that fully vaccinated people can refrain from quarantine and testing if they do not have any symptoms of COVID-19 after contact with someone who has COVID-19. It says if you have not been fully vaccinated and you are exposed, that is the case. So you need to follow
So it says on that. Okay, so honey, what I understand it says, that it says that I do not have to be quarantined.
Yeah, as long as you don't have any of the symptoms and you're fine.
Like fever, loss of taste, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Diarrhea, vomiting,
things
like that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know because, truthfully about it, I don't you know, I need to be doing things for the family, and I don't like to depend on everybody else to do it for me because I like to do my own stuff. But,
yeah, understandable.
I was hoping that you would tell me that, but that's on the CDC website that you read that from.
It's on the AlabamaPublicHealth.gov website.
Alabama. Okay.
I'm going to check on there and make sure it's the same information because most of their information comes from CDC. Yeah.
Right. That's fine. Because when I talked to the HR lady, I was confused about it because that's what the urgent care clinic told me, and I'm thinking that's crazy. You know, I've been vaccinated, so therefore, and I'm not sick. I'm not running any fever. I don't have any symptoms. Of course, if I was running fever, of course I would stay home. You know, because of the pandemic, because of so many people that are afraid of getting this. So I just wanted to be for sure.
And it says here on the CDC website, fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing, visit with unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk for severe COVID-19 disease indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. It also says refrain from quarantine and testing following a known exposure if asymptomatic. Resume domestic travel and refrain from testing before or after travel or self-quarantine after travel. Refrain from testing before leaving the United States for international travel unless required by the destination.
Okay. All right. Now, what I'm just saying, I'm gonna let you go. I'm being funny now. Okay.
Okay.
I'm being funny. So don't be offended about the statement just made. So if that being the case, then and President Biden's had his vaccination, why don't he take that blooming mask off so we can understand him when he talks?
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably just trying to please a lot of other people because, you know, a lot of people still crazy about masks.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I was President Trump, man. Not because of it being Biden, but just their stance in the Democrat Party, I feel like, is against my Christian values as a Christian. I wasn't crazy about Donald Trump, to be honest with you. I thought he was a nasty old talking man, but I'd sure hate to be the president on the Donald Trump days or Joe Biden days trying to run a whole nation.
Yeah, I know their job is.
I passed my church at less than 100, and I'm about to pull my hair out. So anyway, well, thank you, hon. I thank you for the information, and I'll tell HR. And I was concerned about that because I kind of got a conflicting story there, and I thought, that don't make sense to me, so I'm glad you told me. So I appreciate you for it here.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, sir.
God bless you, and you be safe.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.